Dr. Pinsky Dictating a Female, IME on Sharonda, S-C-H-O-R-O-N-D-A, Henderson. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Henderson as described in the reports listed above. These pertain to injuries allegedly sustained to her low back and left hand on 1-1-11, and her right arm and hand on 9-15-08, and now a new injury of 4-20-21 involving both knees, left hand and right arm. New paragraph. Ms. Henderson is now a 54-year-old woman who reports she believes she was injured at work in 2009 when she fell downstairs. Apparently she injured her whole body, but her back and legs were in so much pain she couldn't walk. Apparently she was seen at Capitol Health emergency room afterwards. She originally had surgery in approximately 2013. She more recently underwent a neck surgery in 2020. Apparently she continues to see a pain specialist named Dr. Yulo, Y-U-L-O. She admits to hurting her back in the past, treated with therapy. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleges injuring herself on 4-20-21 when she fell. She reported injuring her left hand and both knees with sprains and strains. She received an order approving settlement on 1-27-20. With respect to the 1-10-11 claim of repetitive lifting and pulling. Period. Insert those results here. New paragraph. I am in receipt of a first report of injury dated 4-21-21. Period. It noted while Ms. Henderson was videotaping a leak, she got on the ledge from where the leak was coming, causing her to fall, injuring her left arm, left side of her back, both knees, and numbness in the left hand. Treatment records show she was seen on 4-21-21 at Robert Wood Johnson Emergency Room. She underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. After evaluation, she treated and released. New paragraph. She then was seen at Robert Wood Johnson on 4-21-21 when she had x-rays of both knees that were read as normal. She also continued to be seen at Robert Wood Johnson Occupational Health on 4-22-21. She reported the incident in question and complained of her left arm being sore and swollen, left rib being sore, left lower back was improving and bilateral knees were sore, but left lower leg had swelling. On exam, there were no overtly concerning signs. There was hematoma found in the area of the deltoid, and there was tearing over this area. Tender over this area. But she had tenderness localized mostly over the middle thoracic region and some of the left lumbar region. But there was no swelling or bruising noted. Scarring from prior surgery was seen, but she had good range of motion. Exam of the knees. Found no swelling or bruising in one of the knees, unspecified. The other had scattered bruising in the anterior lower leg. appeared she had brown purplish bruising to the proximal medial lower leg. Appeared Dr. Rieger, R-E-G-E-R, diagnosed her with contusion of the left upper arm, comma, left lower leg, comma, right lower leg, comma, left hand, comma, and acute thoracic pain. Surgery has begun on naproxen and cleared to return to modified duty. Period. Dr. Rieger further elicited a history of cervical fusion in September 2020 and lumbar fusion in 2013. She sees pain management and has prescriptions for Percocet and Flexeril as needed. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. She followed up on 4/27/21. And was referred for physical therapy. Period. 5/12/21, she underwent a venous Doppler ultrasound in the left lower extremity due to soft tissue swelling in the left lateral calf. Period. There was no focal hematoma evident or evidence of deep vein thrombosis. In the common femoral, common superficial femoral or popliteal veins. Period. She also underwent X-rays of the left tibia and fibula on 5/12/21 that were read as normal. Period. New paragraph. She continued to treat with the providers at Occupational Health over the next few months, running through 6/2/21. Period. Ms. Henderson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Hornstein on 6/9/21. Period. He diagnosed acute pain and contusion of the left knee. Period. He recommended observation and continued physical therapy. Period. He cleared her for full duty effective 6/14/21. Period. On 6/10/21, she was seen in the same practice by Dr. Fletcher regarding her left hand. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the radiocarpal joint of the left wrist, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, with injury of median nerve at the wrist and hand level of the left arm. Period. X-rays of the left wrist demonstrated no obvious fracture, subluxation, or dislocation. Period. He placed her in a left volar wrist orthotic and recommended a nighttime brace. Period. He instructed her on a home therapy program. Period. They discussed treatment options, including possible surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 7/29/21. Dr. Anthony performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period. On 6/15/21, she was seen again at Rothman, this time by Dr. Surrey, S-U-R-R-E-Y, regarding her cervical spine. Period. He diagnosed, he had her undergo flexion extension x-rays in the office. Period, there appeared to be hardware that was intact with no lucency around the screws. Period. There did not appear to be any instability on flexion extension films. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, fall, comma, history of spinal surgery, comma, and work-related injury. Period. He recommended physical therapy, but allowed her to continue full duty. Period. Ms. Henderson returned to Dr. Fletcher on 7/8/21. Regarding her left wrist. Period. He referred her for the aforementioned EMG test. Period. On 7/14/21, she was seen by Dr. Hornstein regarding the left tibia, fibula, and knee. Periotid full range of motion of both knees with minimal swelling over the pretibial region and near the tibial tubercles. Period strength was 5/5. Period. She had returned back to full duty and just had a little pain in her left leg. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement for her left knee contusion and discharged her from care. Period. Dr. Suri saw her again regarding her neck on 7/20/21. Period. Her pain level was 4/10, and she had neck stiffness, having to turn the whole body when talking with someone. Period. There were no other instructions as to disposition. Period. Physical examination. General appearance. She did have a back brace with her, but not her cane. Period. She states she uses it when she really has to, only in the winter. Period. She complained of dizziness with changes in positions, getting up from lying down. Period. She reports having lost 15 pounds, leading to adipose tissue on the arms. Period. Extremities upper. Is normal except for soft touch sensation was diminished on the left second, third, and fourth fingers, but was otherwise intact. The pinprick testing was full bilaterally. Paired hands, wrists, elbows. She had a positive Dunnell sign of the right radial tunnel, but these were otherwise negative. Paired shoulder maneuvers, negative. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed chemical burns on the shins, more so on the left than the right. Period. She also had bilateral bunions. Period. Feet and ankles normal. Knees normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 5 inches in length. Period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, but extension was limited to 15 degrees, comma. Rotation right 55 degrees and left 50 degrees, comma, with side bending right 40 degrees and left 35 degrees. Period. She was tendered a palpation about the left trapezius with some spasm that relieved spontaneously. Period. There was no other spasm or tenderness to this region. Thoracic normal on both sacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes with support. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Sharonda Henderson has claimed to have been injured at work on multiple occasions. Period. Most recently, she was injured in 2021, but this does not appear to be listed on. Scratch that. Last one was on 4/20/21. Period. She has received protracted treatment over the years for her various injuries. Period. She has received orders approving settlement as well. Period. I will not repeat the course of treatment she received from those injuries. Period. In reference to the date of injury of 1/1/11, you state the only new information since the 2014 report is a recent need for treatment evaluation that indicates concluding no treatment was needed. And the last award was from January 2020. Period. She also basically has a claim with no medication, a medical documentation on an occupational basis with no history. Period. This overlaps the the prior claims and complaints for this alleged date of injury of 12-1-19 period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Henderson found that she was able to walk without a cane. Period. She has lost 15 pounds deliberately. Period. This left her with excessive adipose tissue in the arms. Period. There was full range of motion of both upper extremities. Period. There was full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. She had decreased range of motion at the cervical spine associated with her surgical scarring. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. There was full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. She did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency causation are unchanged. Period. And underline this. I may decide to mark up what those were from the prior reports to insert, but likely we'll just leave it as I stated. That's the end.